Most rural hospitals are paid under what's called the Critical Access Program. Their patients are often poorer and sicker, so they get a Medicare reimbursement of 101%, while traditional hospitals get 93%. Tim Size is the executive director of the Rural Wisconsin Health Cooperative. He says lowering the amount rural hospitals get for Medicare patients would have big impact.
Rural hospitals in our state, I think on average, are stronger than many around the country. But there's no doubt in my mind that we would see significant closures, and those that didn't close would definitely have to roll back a lot of what they do.
Size says that could mean less medical care locally. Moreover, he says it could mean job losses in communities where hospitals are major employers. He says it could create a snowball effect where one employer cuts back, former workers have less money to spend, and other businesses suffer.
Wisconsin has worked hard for decades to maintain local access in rural communities and to create strong, economically viable rural communities. And this is basically a frontal direct attack on what we've been working on for decades here in Wisconsin.
The concern about Medicare payments comes following a report by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Its Office of Inspector General said 2/3 of critical access hospitals do not meet current standards. Most of them are within 35 miles of another facility. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.